meant the serpent's word pitted against God's word, and the serpent would have been the instant loser. Instead, the serpent makes no statement of any kind, but craftily, in character, asks a question,
"Did God say?"
Questions are always more subversive than statements. For one thing, they are indirect. Whereas it should be crystal clear what a statement is saying and where it is leading, a good question is not so obvious, and where it leads to is hidden. For another thing, questions are involving. Whereas a statement always has a take-it-or-leave-it quality, and we may or not be interested in what it tells us, there is no standing back from a well-asked question. It invites us, challenges us, or intrigues us to get into it and follow it to see where it leads. In short, even a simple question can be a soft form of subversion. That, of course, was the design of the evil one in tempting Adam and Eve. To mount a frontal attack on what God had said would have courted disaster and doomed his plans before they were launched. But to raise a polite and innocuous-sounding question was to gain just the tiniest toehold on his enemy's ground, which could be slowly and subtly expanded. The thrust of the question may have been factual.
Did God actually say?
As some translations have it. More likely, it was a challenge to the facts that slyly carried a subversive twist about motives too.
"Don't you see," the serpent hints, "what God was saying in what he said?"
Speculate about what God may have had in mind, in fact, almost certainly had in mind, and you see how his command is in the interests of his control. In short, God's command is a power play. There are no free lunches, and there is no free obedience. God does nothing.